This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As you join us here on the River Islands Guest Line, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic, man. Can you take us through the mindset for you in a game like that last night when you find out that that the point guard's not going to play and how that changes your role?
I mean, when 30's out, you know, I tend to lick my chops a little bit knowing I'll get some more shots. Understanding that everybody's play has to elevate because of his absence. And just being ultra-aggressive. I think I was for three quarters. I think a little bit in the third quarter I was a little bit passive. And aggressive doesn't always mean scoring. It's just always trying to be assertive and making the right play. And I think we did that for the most part yesterday's game.
Yeah, and you hit a couple of big threes in that fourth quarter, and, you know, Mark woke up his daughter with the first one, and the second one is the one I'm fixated on. Is there a certain protocol for the night-night celebration? Because you're up eight, you hit the three to put the thing away. Are you allowed to go night-night, or is that just Steph and Draymond's bit?
I mean, I was contemplating it on the second one, but then I was like, that's kind of their thing, so let me just not, you know, intrude on their little celebration they got. So I got to find some of mine that I can kind of label as mine and stick with it.
If you want, like, suggestions, you could just, like, rip off the headband and, like, throw the hair back and just kind of frizz it out. That would kind of be a, like, you're going to let your hair down because the night's over.
Yeah, maybe let the hair go, throw the headband in the crowd, maybe something like that.
I like it because you hit that three to go up 11 with a minute to go, and, I mean, that was it. So you go ahead and, like, let your hair down at the end of a night, and it's like, okay, I can go ahead and relax now.
Yeah, that's something for sure.
Brandon Pajemski joining us here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Pods, I'm interested with regard to sort of your mentality, listening to the way your teammates have talked about you, right? It was Kevon Looney that even a couple of weeks ago that's like, he's kind of a bleep hole, but we need him to be. Where does your, you've been described it, you've said it yourself, you're very confident. Where does that come from? Like, go back to your roots, and where did your mentality kind of come from?
Yeah, I think this all stems from my parents, you know, raising me in a family that's super competitive, never wanting to lose in anything I do, just kind of stems from that. And my parents never going easy on me in anything. you know, from backyard games to sports games to just stuff in life in general. Just never taking it easy on me because I was a kid. And so just that feeling of losing and not winning has always stuck with me. And so I try to compete at the highest levels I can every night and try to instill that in my teammates. And sometimes it comes off different than it's intended to, but it's all for the right reason.
How much has Jimmy Butler kind of added to that culture? Because you have that edge, and we know Draymond does, and Steph Curry as well, and I'm sure other teammates that we don't really talk a lot about with their competitiveness, but what is it like playing alongside Jimmy Butler as another guy, another alpha in the room who has that same kind of ethos?
I think it mixes well. I think for us, at least for me and Jimmy, and Dre, like, and Steph, we're kind of all alphas in our own right, but it's none to the point where it'll ever interfere with us trying to win, because at the end of the day, that's all we're trying to do is win a championship. And so we're all alphas in our own way. And so I think it's mixed well because everything's about winning at the end of the day.
Pods, this may sound random, but since Dibs brought up Jimmy Butler, have you ever gone to a meal with Jimmy yet?
I've not. I plan to do so with him in Miami.
Okay.
Go see his coffee shop down there. So.
Okay, and the reason I ask is Logan Murdoch just had a story come out where in it, Mike Dunleavy is quoted as saying they had a meal back when in Mike's playing days in Chicago, and that Jimmy has, at least in that meal, has dessert first. So he starts with cheesecake, and then he goes to an entree, and then he goes to an appetizer, and the quote is, it's all going to the same place. What's your take on someone who eats that way?
I agree with the fact that it all goes to some place, but I like to always say the best for last. Otherwise, I won't eat the healthy stuff. So, I mean, Jimmy's different. He does a lot of things that I've never seen, but hey, he gets it done. It works. And, you know, hopefully we win with it. So.
What are some of those things? What do you see as Jimmy Butler differences?
I think the biggest thing that stands out to me is he lights a candle in his locker, home or away. I've never seen that before. I don't know if it's something spiritual or just like a good luck thing, but he does that. I've never seen that. I saw it for the first time in Chicago when we were there, and I was like, wow, this is kind of different, but hey, it's working.
Yeah, and you mentioned his coffee shop, and I was just looking it up. It's the Big Face Coffee Shop in Miami. Is that something that the whole team's going to check out, or is that just going to be something that maybe you do or Jimmy does just to go check out his brick-and-mortar coffee shop?
We haven't talked about it as a group yet, but I assume if some of us are going, I bet you a bunch of us will go. So,
Brandon Pajewski joining us on Willard and Dibs. Brandon, I wonder how you would describe the difference in Brandon Pajewski in November versus the player that we see right now.
Yeah, I think obviously from a broad perspective, it looks like two different players. I think November, there's a bunch of things going on, uncertainty, kind of the role with everybody playing, us playing, you know, 13, 14 guys, whatever it was. And so just kind of uncertainty of that. There's a rhythm to that, who you're out there with, the lineups. But then also just not playing well in general, you know. All that kind of combined, as a confident person, it still does lower your confidence because you're like, why is it not working? Because you put so much time in it. And I think just, you know, since I came back from injury or even, you know, December, January-ish, just from playing like myself, playing like how I envisioned myself playing coming into the year. And so I think it's just been good. Everything's about winning in our locker room. And my teammates do a great job of helping me out with that.
Brandon, I want to play something for you back at that time. This is November 21st, and Draymond Green, after a game, is talking about what he sees in you and what he was telling you at that time.
The amount of pressure that he puts on himself with each shot is insane. And so I'm saying this also, so I hope you hear it. Me and Steph talk to him every day. Who cares? Miss seven of them. No one cares but you. Like, you're the only person thinking about the shots you miss. No one else is thinking about it. Anyone who carries that amount of weight in anything, it affects you negatively. I hate that for him, and so that's something that we've been trying to talk to him about. Stop reacting to everything that goes wrong for you. No one cares but you, nobody else. What we care about is all of the other things that you do. So if you do all of those things well, and that can keep you on the floor, who cares about the shot? And I think he has to reach that point.
What did those words from those people do for you at that time?
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I think not only at that time, but even to this day, you know, Draymond and Steph and Jimmy, you know, just reiterate to me that I'm a big X factor to our team, whether I put the ball in the hoop or I don't. But, you know, we're significantly better when, you know, guys like me, Moses, Jonathan, contribute at a high level. And so I think to have that confidence that they have in me, to even last night when it's me and Jimmy out there, he wants me to just be as aggressive as I can with him out there. And so hearing that from guys that are champions, that are Hall of Fame players, it just gives you that kind of like, yeah, you know, I don't really care if I miss. I'm going to just go out there and be aggressive and, you know, always try to make the right thing happen. And so I think that's helped me from November to now. But just kind of constantly reiterating to me, you know, we want you to score the ball. We want you to be aggressive. If you miss, okay, it doesn't matter. I think it helps a lot for anybody.
And so when you think about contributing no matter what, like, what does that look like for you? Is it rebounding? Is it defense? What are the things that you look at when the team is whole and Steph is back there? How do you feel like you can contribute the best?
Yeah, it's just helping the team in the ways that Steph and Draymond and Jimmy don't. Obviously, they cover a lot of those things for us, but there also are things that they are deficient at, that they aren't as good at, that guys like me, Moses, Gee, Quinn, Jonathan, all got to pick up slack in. And that's what a team is for, is to put all the pieces together and make it a whole puzzle. And, you know, on a night-to-night basis, that might be a different thing. You know, last night it was making clutch shots down the stretch, and tomorrow maybe getting a clutch stop down the stretch. You never know. And so that's what role players are for in this league, and that's the spot I'm at right now. And so whatever it takes to win is what we're doing.
Brandon, how do you guys go about developing a plan on a nightly or even weekly basis when it sort of comes to health and the urgency of where you guys are in the standings? You just missed a handful of games. I sort of get the sense that they took it slow with you, though, because they really wanted to make sure that you were right. I could be wrong on that. Maybe you can clue us in. But how are you guys, you know, Steph sits out last night. How are you guys navigating that line of rest versus urgency?
Yeah, I think to start off, it's crazy to say, but we haven't all played together in 2025 yet. our whole group together. And so we don't know what that looks like yet. We haven't done it. But I think, you know, for Steph, you could see that there is just like any emotional kind of drainage with him. He's been doing so well for us and doing a lot of things over the past few weeks. You know, a day off is not going to hurt him, especially with the talent we have around. But there's definitely a sense of urgency. We know within a day we can go from 6th to 4th or we can go from 6th to 9th. There's always that possibility. And so there's always an urgency to win as many as we can because we're trying to not just be at the 6th seed, but get as high as we can.
What's it like over the last two games where you take on Denver and they're missing a couple of stars and they seem to rally up, and then last night you're without Steph and seemed like you guys felt a little bit more of that urgency. When you don't have one of your best players on the court, do you have a little bit more motivation to go out there and try to do more?
I mean, everybody has a little bit of urgency and motivation to do more. It's a lot of points and a lot of shot attempts that we were missing last night, and so you know, you can't just rely on, you know, Jimmy to take 18 more shots or whatever Steph shoots tonight. That has to be dispersed, and guys understand that. And, you know, it helps your confidence as an individual and as a group when you can go out there and win without your best player. I'm sure them guys in Denver are feeling, you know, great winning without their 3 or 5 best players out there that night. So it just builds confidence for role players. And I think heading into the playoffs, knowing that you can win without your star player out there, it gives, you know, the role players confidence. And every year the team that wins, their role players play extremely well in the playoffs. And so we understand that's what it takes to win.
Pods, how much are you scoreboard watching? Like, you guys have a night off tonight. Will you be at home watching Nuggets, Lakers, or what will you be doing?
Yeah, we definitely keep a track of that. You know, it's always fun to play on the nights that the other teams don't, because you can control, you know, game and a half game on somebody. Like nights like tonight, I think you're also good because Lakers and Denver play each other, so someone has to lose. And so we're all just trying to keep up. We really needed that Denver game because it just becomes that much harder to have you got to be ahead of them now because you can't win the tiebreaker. And same with the Lakers. And so we got a chance with Memphis and I believe Houston one more time. And so those are really big games that we need to win.
Do you think about things like, you know, playoff matchups and who might be the best team for you to go ahead and take on? Or are you just really hyper-focused on, like, what's right in front of you?
We don't care. We just won a 7-game series, and we got the utmost belief in our group that whoever we play in a 7-game series, we have the capabilities to beat them, whether we're the 1, 3, 8 seed, it doesn't matter. Obviously, you want to be at home court, so you want to be a top 4. But if not, we just want to get into it because when we get into a series, we're pretty successful.
Pods, nice shots last night, and especially on a, as we said, on a day off for you guys, the fact that you took some time to call in means a whole lot to us. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.